Good afternoon, Booville. I thought I'd do a reply to a boo that McColgan did a few days ago, but I've only heard it today. That is the tumble dryer in the background, and actually I'm about to switch it off. I am, however, going to empty the dishwasher while I talk to you. Ably demonstrating my womanly multitasking abilities. So the question was, would you prefer to come back as a man if you're a woman? Or if you're a man, would you prefer to... No, hang on. Would you prefer to come back as, basically, as the opposite sex to what you are now, or not? And I can quite honestly say, no, I wouldn't. I'm going to make generalisations now. Please forgive me if anyone's offended. But they are generalisations, and so I know, you know, there are very caring men, for example, and things, but I am, this is my caveat, I am making generalisations, so if you don't want to hear my generalisations, please switch off now. So, I think, being a woman, I think men and women both care about things and people, but I think there is a type of caring and nurturing that only a woman is capable of. So if a woman's upset, another woman would give her a cuddle or hold her hand or... you know, try and make her feel better. Whereas some men, and again, I'm generalising, but I'm going to stop telling you I'm generalising, but some men would just be like, oh, it's a crying woman, ah, what do I do? Some men wouldn't. They'd be a bit more in touch with their feminine side and they'd know, you know, give her a big hug or whatever. But I think it's more instinctive, generally, for women, for example, to know what to do with that, you know, whereas men like to go and think about stuff for themselves and they only want your help if they've asked you for it, and if they haven't, they get very irritated quite often, you know, or can do if you say, you know, oh, well, why don't you do it like this? You know, it's almost like, don't you trust me to do it this way? And I mean, it's partly, you know, this is partly from other people's ideas, like, you know, in books I've read and things. But observing men and women, I think it's true. There's also a strength that women have that is different to a man's strength. I'm not saying it's superior or anything, but I'm just saying it's different. And so I'm proud to be a woman, a strong woman who gets through things and survives things. Yes, we do get the short straw with womanly biology, but we get to dress up and look pretty as well. I have to say I don't do that often. I often just wear jeans, but I try to wear, you know, jeans that look nice and tops that look nice. But I really enjoy getting, you know, ready to go to evenings out and things like that. You know, perhaps wearing a bit of jewellery, and I like to wear perfume and things like that. You don't get to do all that if you're a man, really, generally. Even despite all the glass ceiling and everything, no, because if I said, oh, I'd rather come back as a man next time, I can completely see why some women say that. But for me, it would be like saying, I'd like to take the easier route. And I don't know if it necessarily is easier. You might get jobs more easily, you know, managerial jobs and things like that more easily. You might be more confident because often, you know, women can be, you know, less likely to, for example, ask their boss for a pay rise. That's the sort of thing that people often discuss on programmes like Woman's Hour on Radio 4, you know, that a man will just ask for that and so he'll quite often get it, whereas the woman wouldn't think of asking for it in the first place. She might not think she's good enough to get that pay rise, or, and that's not because of anything she's you know, that she's a rubbish person at her job. It's just, I don't know, it just seems to happen that way, I think. And there's also a sort of sisterhood with women, with a lot of women, that women can understand each other in a certain way that men generally won't understand them. I mean, there are exceptions to all these things, of course there are. But yes, so, I'd still want to be a woman, I think. That's what I think today, anyway. I think the strength of women is pretty amazing in a lot of things, you know, a lot of parts of the world. Maybe that's part of the reason why women have been oppressed, because they are not sort of done more about it earlier. Maybe they've drawn on the inner strength that they had to, and their community of, you know, helping each other and stuff to get through horrible times and horrible things. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit slightly fearful about putting this boo up now, actually. I'm thinking, oh no, people are going to message me now and go, oh, how could you generalise so much? And I did warn you. I did warn you. But the other thing that McColgan was talking about was he was talking about abuse within relationships, so physical abuse and mental abuse. And that on another boo, people were saying, which I haven't heard yet, people were saying that it wasn't, haven't heard the boo, like I say, so I don't know exactly what was said, but that it wasn't very likely for men to be abused by women. The thing is, actually, I've heard of cases where they are, because if the man hit back, he probably loves her too much to hit back, but two, if he hit back, he would get into all sorts of trouble for having hit her. Because he's the man who's bigger and stronger, generally, and she's the poor, helpless, defenceless woman. Now, in a lot of cases, there are men who do use their physical strength against a woman, and this is always, well, violence in a relationship, whichever way around it is wrong anyway, but this is always refilling the dishwasher now, if you're wondering about these other noises like the tap running and things. But yes, a woman could hit a man or scratch him or various things. And he may find it actually really difficult to hit back or anything, because he's afraid of his own strength. So in the end, he ends up putting up with it. And quite often there are attitudes when men go to, you know, hospital or something, and they have injuries of, well, what do you mean your woman hits you? And, you know, laughing at the man and things like this. And hopefully it's better now than it used to be. But I'm not a man, so I've never experienced this personally. I've just heard of cases from people I've known. But you know, I can imagine. And also the man wanting to even admit to anyone that, you know, someone was hurting him and he was a big, strong man. You know, he'd think, they'll just think I'm an idiot. You know, he might think, when actually, yeah, these things do happen. And generally, whichever way round it is, the man hitting the woman or the woman hitting the man or doing anything else violent, I think there's pretty much always mental cruelty as well in the mix. Never knowing, you know, you'd have to tread on eggshells all the time, never knowing what's going to set the other person off next and things like that, you know, it's not good. So, and I think that came from a discussion about Clare's Law. I'm not going to go into all that, but yes, I wanted to add my voice to McColgan's and say, yes, you know, men can have violence committed against them. It's not just, it is usually women, but not always, or children, of course. Anyway. How can I end this boo on a bit of a more cheerful note? Well, I still say I'm happy being a woman. Sometimes when I'm having a bad day and feeling a bit hormonal, I may say something different. That is the other thing. Men tend to be the same more often, don't they? Whereas women, you know, we have all these changing moods, like the tides. And that is a pain, I have to say. It is a pain. And when you're feeling hormonal, I think one of the worst things is crying all over the place if you're in public. Oh, dear. There's nothing wrong with crying in public, but a lot of us don't feel comfortable doing it. Men don't really tend to do that very often. But I have to say, I admire a man who can cry because it means he's in touch with his emotions. Some people sort of would look down on a man who cries, but not me. No. It means he's in touch with his emotions. But yeah, being a woman, would I want to come back as a woman? Definitely. Bye for now. Have a lovely day.